Hi, this is Maureen Curley along with Rob Brooks. We're here in the athletic training room on the campus of SUNY Potsdam in Maxey Hall. It's a beautiful day outside, but we decided to go inside and catch up with Lisa Brown, the once grad assistant, turned assistant athletic trainer, turned head athletic trainer in less than 6 years. Our mission today is to talk to Lisa Brown to find out a little bit more about the athletic system at SUNY Potsdam. Our two main questions that we really want to get to the bottom of are determining the different generational differences between the new athletes and the old athletes that walk through the athletic training room door. Also, we want to determine the good and bad when it comes to dealing with the coaches of her athlete. So, Lisa, let's get right into it. So, you said you have been here for 6 years. So, you dealt different generations of athletes. Overall, how is their athletics changed as far as their needs have changed over the years?
I would definitely say over the years, they definitely are a little more, oh, I don't know how to do this on my own. Like some of the simple things that I would expect some college-age kids to be able to know how to do, they may not quite understand. It's weird. I'll get questions about laundry that has nothing to do with athletic training, but little things like that that just kind of make me chuckle that you kind of see those changes that you weren't getting those questions before. Injury-wise, I would say it's not that there are more. Definitely seen an increase in the severity of injuries, as far as we've actually had a lot more ACL tears recently than we have in the past. Staff we have now, we're definitely more rehab oriented than we ever have been in the past. So we're doing a lot more with those people who are hurt versus just icing and taping. We're trying to get that rehab side of things. So
along with dealing with the athletes, you have to deal with their coaches. What's been the good and the bad experiences that you've had with that?
Definitely felt both sides of it. That's for sure. The bad experiences, you run into those coaches that are kind of on the side of, oh, it's just a little thing, it'll be fine, they can go out and play. And so when you have coaches like that maybe don't maybe agree with what you're trying to do for that athlete as far as making them healthy, I found that the biggest thing is to educate, okay? That's the biggest thing you can do with a coach, is sometimes they just don't understand what you're trying to accomplish. The good side of things, it's definitely when you have that coach that agrees with you, that wants to work with you as close as possible to make the athlete successful and make team overall successful by helping with the good side of things.
So there you have it. As we just learned, today's athletes are more dependent upon guidance than self-initiative. And when dealing with difficult coaches, education is key, not only about the injury, but why not treating the injury properly. It can only hurt the athlete further, as well as hurt the team. Maureen Curley, I'm Rob Brooks. Have a great day.